This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to Zero Pucks Given, the UK ice hockey podcast. We're in partnership with the Hockey Art Co, hockey clothing for hockey people, worn by the best and hated by the rest. Listeners to Zero Pucks Given get a 10% discount on everything site-wide at hockeyartclothing.co.uk. Just enter the code ZP10 upon checkout to get your discount. We are now in our final week of being sponsored by Manscaped, redefining the gentleman with top-of-the-range male grooming products. Listen out a little bit later for more details about Manscaped and their products, particularly the Performance Package 5.0, giving massive savings on buying it individual. Plus, you can get 20% off and free shipping on all Manscaped products when you use the code ZEROPUCKS, all caps, all one word. You have one more week to get this discount on these fantastic products, so don't delay. And we are also on the Sports Social Podcast Network, the biggest sports podcast network in Europe, boasting some other top hockey podcasts, such as British Ice Hockey, Elite, and A View from the Bridge. Right, this is episode 90. I'm Ben, and welcome along to Zero Pucks Given. We've got the match reports from the weekend's games as we start to finish the Britain Cup fixtures, despite the fact the trophy sits proudly in the cabinet at Streatham. And in the league, there are playoff positions to be confirmed. We also have the exclusive coach's thoughts, player of the week, a look at the table and the fixtures for next week. Really busy week at ZPG last week. Of course, we released the Danny Myers episode and then the weekly roundup, followed by episodes with Kyle Bradburn and with James Waddington from the Chelmsford Rattlesnakes. Had some really lovely feedback on all of those episodes, so thank you very much for that. You have no idea how much it actually means and how much I appreciate the feedback that you give. So six games in total, seven teams in action, a weekend off for the Slough Jets, and we will start on Saturday with the early face-off as the Stars took a trip to the Devil's Lair. Both Solent and Oxford had sizable chunks of their rosters missing. The Devils, who knew their playoff opponents but were jostling for home advantage, whereas Oxford are awaiting the outcome of some of the further results to come. A fast start as usual on the smaller pad in Gosport saw the home side on the power play on just 8 seconds when Chris Cook received two for elbows. The first goal, however, didn't come until 8 minutes when Liam Coleman went unassisted to make it 1-0 on 8:54. The Devils were on the penalty kill after Mark Pitts was called for roughing on 15:56, but Murray's special teams killed it off. Into the second, and both sides swapped penalties after Solent's Dan Lackey sat for two for slashing on 30:07. And after returning to full strength, Oxford's Ben Neversell sat for two for delay of game on 32:09. However, the visitors returned to full strength and the home side doubled their advantage when Mills and Hutchinson assisted Callum Perella-Fox for 2-0 on 34:40. On 35-12, Alex Murray took a seat for high sticks, and in the resulting power play, Oxford got back into the game when Mitchell and Penny assisted Ben Neversell for 2-1 on 35-36, power play goal. Into the third, and after outshooting their visitors more than 2-1 in the first two periods, the Devils extended their lead when Coleman and Russell assisted Steve Osmond for 3-1 on 44-22. On 46-33, Costell and Forsyth both sat for two for delay of game, and Costell was quickly joined in the box by Marcus Mitchell, who received two for hooking on 46-39. On 55-31, Joe Llewellyn, playing against his former side, sat for two for holding, and on the resulting power play, it was the home side who took advantage of their disadvantage when Coleman assisted Mark Pitts for a shorthanded goal for 4-1 on 55-53. With the Stars chasing shadows and the Devils put the game to bed when Russell and Perella Fox assisted Steve Osmond for his second for 5-1 on 58-46. Man of the match performances from Liam Coleman and Ross Miller as the Devils head up to MK on Sunday and the Stars will host the Redhawks. The Sapphire Ice Arena saw the Invicta Dynamos come off 2 weeks off to face the Romford Buccaneers, missing enough to force Carl Lennon to ice as the Bucks welcome back Sonny Phillips to the pipes. And the young Bucks hit the ground running, generating early chances, dinging the iron and getting on the power play when Laschek sat for hooking on 3:26. The Mos had a power play chance themselves when Dervish sat for tripping on 5:56 and Stokes took an interference penalty on 17:46, but despite all the chances and power plays, an entertaining first finished 0-0. Into the second, and both sides took consecutive penalties when Laming sat for two for hooking on 22-23, followed by Wilson for tripping, evening up the sides on 23-52. With a play at 4-on-4, Dervish and Markey assisted Donald Campbell to make it 1-0 on 24-04. As we headed to the halfway point, the Mos caught fire and made it a tied game when Dellen Bronyman assisted Mads Thun to make it 1-1 on 29-49. Followed by Laschek assisting Tom Saw to make it 2-1 on 32-32 in a four-minute turnaround. The Bucks ended the second on the penalty kill after Elliot Dervish received two for tripping on 38-36. Brindley Capps and Regan O'Neill both received two for roughing on the buzzer. Into the third and the Mos had 36 seconds of power play time, but the Bucks held strong. Chard and Hill had a minor disagreement and both sat for two for roughing on 46-04, and Chard was joined by Thun, who got two for tripping on 47-34. After the Mos returned to full strength, Carl Lennon sat for two for an illegal check to the head on 50-12, and in the resulting power play, the home side made it a tied game again, as Hill and Long assisted Brindley Capps to make it 2-2 on 50-43, power play goal. After the Bucks put the pressure on, Leo Markey found himself in the penalty box for hooking on 53-20. Rumford defended doggedly, then called their timeout as we headed into the final 60 seconds still at 2 apiece, until Laschek assisted Tom Saw for his second, making it 3-2 on 59-31. Straight from the restart, the Mos stuck again. So fast, the rink announcer was unable to get all the details out, but the visitors made it 4-2 on 59-46. And even got an empty netter through Laschek, but the buzzer went before it crossed the line. A hard-fought game, seeing Owen Ryder and Donald Campbell taking the Man of the Match awards. And after the game, Bucks head coach Jason Buckman gave his thoughts to ZPG.
Yeah, competitive game of hockey, played in the right way, really, by both teams. Quite a tight game, as they have been lately against Invicta. 2-2 with less than a minute to go, and, you know, a simple misassignment in the D zone, and Victor score the go-ahead goal. So yeah, a bit disappointing to lose in that fashion. Felt like we deserved a point at least. But, you know, we move on to next week against Oxford.
The final game of Saturday night saw the Chelmsford Chieftains travel to the Streatham Redhawks, knowing a four-point weekend was required to finish their league campaign in second position. Never sure what to expect from these games on the high road. Chelmsford have taken convincing victories, but have also been battered once or twice. A fast and exciting start saw the home side take the lead when Watt and Brittle assisted Ziggy Beasley for 1-0 on 10:05. The visitors hit straight back when King assisted Cameron Bartlett to make it 1-1 on 11:45. The Redhawks retook the lead when Burnett and Brittle laid on the assist for Ziggy Beasley to sweep home a one-timer for his second on 16:12. Jay King then took a seat for boarding on 17:10, and after the Chieftains returned to full strength, Ben Painter headed to the box for interference on 19:52. Into the second, and the Chieftains still had a minute and 52 of power play, but were unable to break Streatham's special teams. The home side had the man advantage again on the halfway mark when Alan Lack was given two for boarding on 30:20, and they used that to their advantage when they extended their lead as Waller assisted JJ Pitchley on 32-11, power play goal. Chelmsford had a power play opportunity when Callum Burnett sat for tripping on 36-42, but as soon as the home side returned to full strength, the Chelmsford Chieftains did hit back when Malt 7 Grant Bartlett assisted Holden Barnes-Garner for 3-2 on 38-47. Into the third, and the Chieftains had another early power play chance after Miles sat for slashing on 42-45, but the Red Hawks held strong. As we headed into the final 10 minutes, the visitors then made it a tied game when the Chieftains' very own Holy Trinity struck as Baldock and Barnes-Garner assisted Damon Porter for 3-3 on 49-05. The Red Hawks rallied and retook the lead when Briggs and Pitchley assisted Luke Brittle for 4-3 on 52-15. The Chieftains, knowing they had to take 2 points from this game to have any chance of finishing second, reset themselves and fired back at the treble champions, where the Chieftains' Holy Trinity struck again with Porter and Barnes-Garner assisting Ollie Baldock for 4-4 and 55-59. A couple of further chances, but into overtime we go. Chances at both ends, including a last-gasp chance for the home side, foiled by the ever-impressive Jordan Lorday, and into the shootout we go. Cameron Bartlett's penalty shot, the one that counted, as Jordan Lorday stops every attempt taken at him, and the Chieftains take the 2 points from the high road and complete the first part of the task for the weekend. Man of the match performances from both netties, Jordan Lorday and Nate Gregory taking the beers. For the Red Hawks, they head to the Oxpens to face the Stars, while the Chieftains head to Invicta in search of the 4-point weekend. Sunday night sees the Solent Devils head to the Thunderdome to face MK Thunder in the league, and it was the visitors that got off to a great start, taking an early lead through Steve Osman, Necro Savicius with the assist. It was 2-0 when Callum Perella-Fox assisted Ben Mills, and 3-0 when Riley Panther assisted Charlie Wedge. Charlie added a second to his tally, assisted by Campbell and Panther, making it 4-0, before Wedge took a tripping penalty, which saw the Devils have to kill it off. Into the second, and Callum Burr received 2 for tripping for the Thunder, and the Devils duly handed out the punishment when Sutton assisted Alex Murray for 5-0, power play goal. A George Howe slashing penalty gave the Devils another power play chance, which saw Murray turn provider for Liam Coleman to make it 6-0, power play goal. Into the third, and the Devils pulled further ahead when Osman assisted Kane Russell for 7-0, before both teams swapped penalties, seeing Wellthorne and Panther in the boxes, but with both teams at full strength, the Devils scored again when Coleman assisted Jack Peacock for 8-0. The Thunder managed to pull one back when Davis and Barrow assisted Josh Hickman, making it 8-1, but more swapping of penalties as Liam Coleman interference and George Howe cross-checking both took a seat in Bad Boy Row. Coleman was among the assists again as Luke Forsyth made it 9-1, and after a few power play chances yielded nothing for either side, the scoring was finished when returning captain Alex Cole assisted Ryan Sutton for his second to make it 10-1. Man of the match performances from Steve Osman and Josh Hickman, and a big 4-point weekend for the Devils. After the game, Alex Murray gave his thoughts to ZPG.
Seems a long time since one of these updates after 2 weeks off from, you know, games without making the final and then having a weekend off. I think for us it gave us a little bit of a chance to recover from a few injuries. We had a few guys out for a little prolonged period of time. It also allowed the second team, you know, chance to get the younger two-way guys out for some of their key clashes, and you know, great to see that they finished that off this Saturday, securing their playoff spot for the first time in our, you know, our second team's history, which is great to see. As for ourselves, it was a professional job on Saturday against Oxford. I think Miller in goal for Oxford was the only real reason why that game was close. I mean, I think we had about 25 to 30 shots a period and just lacking that clinical touch, but everything else about our gameplay was great. And then Sunday we went to Milton Keynes and we were able to take the entire squad pretty much. We gave a few guys the night off and we went with four lines, and great to see the likes of Charlie Wedge and Ben Mills get on the score sheet, and it was good to see our power play working in parts. Penalty kill not so much again still, so something to work on. But overall, I think as a club, a great weekend. You know, technically 3 wins out of 3 for us, and we now both know where our clubs are for the playoffs, and we're excited. So looking forward to the next couple of weeks. We've got a weekend off again, but after that, back at it, and then hopefully, you know, games until the end of the season.
Red Hawks head to the Oxpens in the Britain Cup, which, of course, they've already lifted, so looking to get their system set for the playoffs. As Oxford not 100% sure of their opponents as yet, and still playing considerably short, which seemed to play a part early after the Red Hawks took the lead when JJ Pitchley and Painter assisted Josh Martin to tip in for 1-0 on 153. The visitors doubled their advantage when Miles and Benny Newman assisted Jared Lane for 2-0 on 11.05. As the period was winding to a close, the Red Hawks extended their lead further with a goal from Ryan Watt, assisted by Hopps, 3-0 on 17.42, before Callum Burnett was sent to the box for holding on 18.23. Into the second, as high drama as Stretton think they have a fourth, but no goal is signalled, before Oxford go up the other end and score, but the goal is off its pegs and is also waved off. Just after the halfway mark, it was four when Ziggy Beasley assisted Ryan Watt for his second on 30.58. Watt and Beasley were at it again, this time laying on for Sam Waller to make it 5-0 on 34.10. Beasley apple picking along with Briggs as they assisted Jared Lane for his second, making it 6-0 on 34.27. And the troublesome twosome struck yet again when they assisted Luke Brittle for 7-0 on 37.26, Beasley and Watt hitting all the right notes at the business end of the season. Into the third and some chances for the home side through Costell and Pentecost, but Milton holding strong after his Saturday night off. The treble champs moved further ahead when Martin and Painter assisted JJ Pitchley to make it 8-0 on 48.34. Roles reversed a few minutes later when Pitchley laid on for Josh Martin to get his second, making it 9-0 on 51.32. And the scoring was finished when Miles and Ely Newman assisted Callum Burnett to make it 10-0 on 54.24. Man of the Match awards for Ryan Watt and Jake Williams. And after a three-point weekend, Stretton Blair coach Ben Painter gave his thoughts to ZPG.
Yeah, obviously we're going to the weekend. We had a home game on Saturday against Chelmsford. Bit of a funny one, really. We didn't really know what to expect from Chelmsford. I think it's a difficult one. Obviously the league's decided and we're pleased with that, and we're sort of in our mind trying to get guys back from injury, keep guys healthy and really start working and sort of towards the playoffs and work on things that sort of we want to try and execute going into the playoffs. So a bit of a strange one. Obviously Chelmsford still had things to play for and they were coming sort of to get 2 points to try and sort of take one more step towards second place for them in the league. So yeah, it was a bit of a funny one. It was a good crowd and I think we were probably quite lucky to sort of lead at the beginning of the game, leading the game there. I think Chelmsford probably had the better opportunities. Shout out to Nathan Gregory. He was brilliant for us on the night. He started, hasn't sort of played loads of games as of late. So it was good to sort of get him some minutes, and he was really good for us. And he made some great saves and sort of really did make some key saves at key times. And I think without him making some of those stops, we're in a very different game, and the scoreline's probably a bit different. So kept us in it, and with a fighting chance. And yeah, I mean, obviously, unfortunately, we lost in a shootout, but it was great to get some overtime under our belt, and especially going into obviously the playoffs, where there's always a chance it's going to go to overtime. It was good to get some overtime under our belt and work on some things. And obviously, we've only been to overtime once this year, and unfortunately lost to Slough. So it was nice to sort of get through that and really play overtime period how we needed to. And I was pleased with how we sort of managed that. We go into Oxford on the Sunday night, and again, Britain Cup, it's already decided, so a bit of a weird one. That sort of Oxford team are sort of short numbered at the moment, and the guys that are there, I think I've said it before, like, take my hat off to them, they're battling away, and it's always difficult in them situations, but I mean, we controlled the game from start to finish. It was a difficult game to play, and no one wants to be in games like that, but 10-0 finish. It finished up 10-0, and I'm pleased with how we sort of stuck to our systems. I think we stuck to our systems, and we executed our game plan professionally, and just went about our business and got the job done with as much professionalism as possible. So I was pleased with how we sort of conducted ourselves, and yeah, we move on to next week. We go for an away fixture at Chelmsford, and hopefully we can get back to winning ways against them and really sort of now start working towards that playoff weekend.
The final game of Sunday saw the Chieftains head to the Stables to take on the Dynamos, and it was the visitors that flew out of the traps and took the lead on just 53 seconds when Lack assisted Cameron Bartlett for 1-0. Brandon Chard sat for two for tripping on 3.34, And on the power play, the visitors doubled their advantage when Reed and King assisted Halden Barnes-Garner for 2-0 on 4-43 power play goal. The Dynamos gave up a couple more power play chances with penalties for O'Neill and Laming, but held on to the end of the first at 2-0. Into the second, and the Mos had a power play chance when Alan Lack received two for roughing on 24-41, but on the breakdown, Barnes-Garner fed Damon Porter, who slotted past Ryder for 3-0 on 24-52, shorthanded goal. While still on the power play, the home side pulled one back when Thune and O'Neill assisted Brandon Chard to make it 3-1 on 25-32. Just after the halfway mark, and the Chieftains' Canadian star was at it again, Baldock with the assist as Damon Porter makes it 4-1 on 32-20, making him the Chieftains' top point scorer in the league. Slick passing and ruthless finishing from Lewis Clifford's boys seems they have hit form just in time for the postseason. Into the third, and the Chieftains had to kill off consecutive penalties after Jay King sat for two for interference on 40-29, followed by Kieran Rayner for slashing on 43-59. But after returning to full strength, the Mos captain Harrison Lillis took a high sticks penalty on 46-52, where the Chieftains' attacking power play setup saw Barnes-Garner and Grant Bartlett assist Lee Jameson for 5-1 on 48-29. The visitors also killed off a Dan Fay hooking penalty on 49-01, but no further goals were added. Man of the match performances from Halden Barnes-Garner and Brandon Chard, and after the game, Dynamo's head coach Carl Lennon reflected on an up and down weekend for his boys.
So after a couple of weeks off, we went back into the fixtures this weekend against Romford away on Saturday. And, you know, of course, Jason has a really well-drilled and energetic side there. And it was a very even contest for most of the fixture. Quite scrappy in places, but I was quite happy with how, you know, scrappy we were in some cases here. We battled all the way through the game, and I thought at the end, you know, our hard work at least gave us the opportunity to get the result in the dying moments. And I think after they called a timeout, we were able to sort of recenter ourselves a little bit with those last couple minutes and that final push. And Stano came up with a moment of magic behind the net and found Sorsi in front, and you know, that gave us the go-ahead goal at a sort of very vital time. And obviously we were able to pick up the empty net to seal the deal. And like I said, I was very happy with how the boys played on Saturday, because, you know, after 2 weeks out, you have to have the right momentum and the right physicality to get the job done. And I felt like we did it. But credit to them, they gave us a really strong game the whole way through. Going into Sunday, I think, you know, maybe there was a bit of tiredness that crept into our performance based on the fact that we hadn't played for a couple of weeks, but there's no excuses. I don't really think we were at it at all on Sunday. From start to finish, we gave up a goal early, and I think we were up against it from then on in, and quite honestly, we were beaten by the better team, and that for me is a real shame, because we've not played Chelmsford the way I'd like us to play against them in all of the encounters that we've had with them recently. And we have to improve upon that, especially as we close out the season now with all of the sort of really meaningful games and playoffs around the corner. So, yeah, beaten by the better team on Sunday, and we have to learn from that. There were many lessons that were given to us then, and we'll be better for it. So one game coming this weekend, we're away in Milton Keynes on Sunday night, and we obviously now know our opponents for the playoffs. So the next couple of weeks especially will be used to prepare for that and get in the right headspace for Solent upcoming.
Those results give us a few confirmations in the Britain division. The first one is Chelmsford Chieftains finishing second place behind the Streatham Red Hawks, which also confirms third place for Slough, who will face sixth place Romford Buccaneers in the playoff quarterfinals. This weekend's results also mean that Solent Devils have acquired home advantage for the quarterfinal against Invicta Dynamos, as they can only draw level with the Devils. That rhymes. Level with the Devils on points. The Devils have the better head-to-head. We now await the outcome of the final couple of league games for the Oxford City Stars and MK Thunder, as they will duel for who faces Streatham and Chelmsford in the Easter weekend two-legged showdowns. So another tough decision of where this should go.
Hi, it's Justin Wong, Kenny Wu from the Muddy Ducks, presenting Zero Pucks Given Britain Division Player of the Week.
The Player of the Week then. Well, there are very honourable mentions to Danny Milton, shut out to Oxford, Jordan Lauday saving every penalty shot he faced at Streatham on Saturday and only conceding once on Sunday, Liam Coleman had a very consistent weekend after a couple of weeks off, getting a four-point weekend for the Devils, and Holden Barnes-Garner with a great weekend for Chelmsford. But the player of the week has to come from the team who needed a four-point weekend to finish second, got the hard part done the hard way, and put in a thoroughly professional performance on the Sunday night. So with a four-point weekend, three goals, two assists, putting him top of the point-scoring charts for his team, this week's player of the week is Chelmsford Chieftains' Damon Porter. So a look at the table then in the NHL 1 South Britain Division. It now looks like this. Your champions, the League Cup champions and the Britain Cup champions, Streatham Redhawks, played 27-121, lost 3, 2 OT losses, 45 points. In second and 3 places better off than last year, the Chelmsford Chieftains now finished their league season, played 28-120, lost 8, no OT losses, 40 points. Currently the top goal scorers, having scored 164 goals, averaging almost 6 goals a game. In third, as you were from last year, the Slough Jets, same record, 120, lost 8, no OT losses, 40 points. Confirmed as fourth, two places lower than their 22-23 finish, the Solent Devils played 26-116, lost 9 with 1 OT loss, 33 points. Another confirmation is the Invicta Dynamos in fifth, one place lower than last season, played 27-114, lost 10 with 3 OT losses, 31 points. In sixth, confirmed the Romford Buccaneers, pretty much the same I think as their 23 place finish, played 25-18, lost 14 with 3 OT losses, 19 points. Currently in 7th, looking over their shoulders is the Oxford City Stars, played 26-14, lost 20 with 2 OT losses, 10 points, needing just 1 point though to confirm 7th, and a playoff quarter-final against Chelmsford. At the bottom, taking another heavy home defeat, pushing over the 200 goals conceded mark, is the MK Thunder, played 25-12, lost 22, 5 points. It may seem like there are some numbers that don't quite add up there, but it seems that the MK versus Streatham League game has been given as a 0-0 tie to both teams, 1 point each, due to lack of ice availability. Many thanks, as always, to Joe Scutts at NIHL Stats, keeping us all up to date with tables, fixtures and stats. The fixtures for next weekend, as 6 of the 8 sides are just preparing for playoffs, hoping to avoid any silly injuries or sussies. Just the one game on Saturday as we continue to play out the Britain Cup, 6:30 p.m. at the Hangar as Slough Jets face the Oxford City Stars. Sunday sees a 6 p.m. face-off at the Riverside as Chelmsford Chieftains host the Streatham Redhawks in the Britain Cup. 6:15 at the Oxpens as the City Stars host the Romford Buccaneers in the league. And 6:45 at the Thunderdome as the MK Thunder host the Invicta Dynamos. As Paint said in his thoughts, weird times for the players to keep playing hard knowing everything has pretty much been decided. And as I said, of course, they will want to avoid injuries and silly suspensions. Perhaps it's something, you know, England Ice Hockey should look at the fixture planning as well, maybe leaving the cup competition till after the completion of the league. But with not every team participating this year, it would have left big gaps. But of course, I'm sure that they would prefer to not have a load of dead rubber games at the end where players could potentially get injured or suspended and miss the important postseason games. So after the weekend's results, a huge congratulations to Lewis Clifford and the Chieftains for finishing second. A massive thank you to all the coaches for providing their thoughts. Again to Joe Scutts for keeping all the stats up to date. Massive thank you to sending me the game sheet for Streatham against Chelmsford. And a massive thanks to all of you for listening. And of course to Hockey Art Co, Manscaped and Sports Social Podcast Network for being a part of the Zero Pucks Given family. Make sure you're following on all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, X, Threads, Snapchat and TikTok. And of course you can subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and on YouTube where there is hours of content just waiting there for you. Later this week, I'll be catching up with Dean Burrell, a man who has certainly been around the UK hockey fraternity, coaching at a number of clubs. And then into next week, as usual, we'll have the Monday roundup, and then we'll be catching up with Queen Bees and Chelmsford Cobras' Katie Dadd. And over the next couple of weeks, I'll be joined by Chieftains' Netty Jordan Lorday and their head coach, Lewis Clifford. So thank you so much for listening. I will see you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey guys, it's Ben from Zero Pucks Given. I just want to tell you a little bit about our new sponsor on the podcast, Manscaped. A lot of modern men now do enjoy some manscaping. I myself, as a bald man, I take care of my hair myself, but I like to keep my beard nice and trim, and I like to keep my eyebrows, my ears, my nose, and my chest and my private area all quite sort of neat and tidy as well. And as someone who's done their own grooming for a long time, I've always struggled to find a trimmer that was actually really, really easy to use, really good quality, and a wireless one particularly that held a good charge. Normally, sort of one go over my beard and that's it, they're dead. So when Manscaped sent me their products and asked to be involved with the podcast, I absolutely jumped at the chance because I've been wanting to try their products for an awful long time. And now I finally have, I can tell you with absolute integrity, this is the best wireless trimmer I have ever used. This is the Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0. It's really, really solid piece of a kit. It's designed brilliantly so it fits in your hand. There's a nice rubber grip on it. The buttons are nice and solid. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. As an interchangeable head so that you can change it for this little sort of close shave razor there to do the sort of more sensitive areas, get the skin nice and tight and sort of go over that so you don't get any long hairs. One of the most impressive things about this is this blade has skin safe technology. So even if you're not being overly careful, you will not cut yourself, you will not nick yourself. And when you're doing those sort of more private areas, that's incredibly important and something that I've always struggled with in the past, to find something that was really safe to use in that area. And the fact that you can do this in the shower just means you don't make any mess anywhere either. Now, as a product, that's probably the best wireless trimmer I've used. Obviously, with the width of it, it doesn't fit up your nose or in your ears. So they have the Weed Whacker 2.0. Again, brilliant design so that it fits perfectly in your hand. It's got a really good rubber coating, a really sturdy button, and the motor in it, it sounds like a Tesla when you start it up. And if you just trim your nose hairs and your ears hairs, no pain whatsoever. The motor spins so fast that it just trims everything down really, really low. And it's a fantastic product. Another part of the set they sent me is a little lotion, an aftershave lotion to put on yourself after you've shaved, particularly more in that private area because you don't want any sort of flare-ups going red or any sort of itching to happen down there. And this is absolutely fantastic. And then once you've done that, you can use what they call the Crop Preserver, which is actually a sort of form of lotion and deodorant for your balls, which is absolutely brilliant. And it's a feeling, particularly as I travel a lot for my work. So I'm sitting in the vehicle a lot of the time driving, and no itching, no chafing whatsoever. This stuff is absolutely amazing. As soon as I run out of this, I'm buying more because it's absolutely terrific. When you get this package from Manscaped, you also get boxer shorts, which are bamboo and then sort of a silk lining in the middle, which just feels absolutely incredible, and a really solidly built waistband as well, which is brilliant on a good pair of boxer shorts. I don't know if this comes in it as well. This T-shirt came with me because I'm going to be promoting Manscaped as long as they want to be involved with the podcast, and I think it's great products, a great little wash bag as well. So if you want to buy any Manscaped products, head over to manscaped.com. Have a little look through what they've got, decide what it is you think is going to be best for you, and then when you check out, make sure you use the code ZEROPUCKS, all one word, all caps, and that will get you 20% off plus free shipping all over the world. I think it's an absolutely brilliant deal. It's for male grooming. It's the best product I've ever used. As a little side note to that, if you do actually buy some Manscaped products and use the ZEROPUCKS code, send me a little proof of purchase that you've done that, or a little selfie of yourself when the stuff arrives, and you'll be entered into the draw to win a Zero Pucks Given hoodie, which is another little sort of, just another little treat from me, because if I want these people involved in the podcast because I really like the product and I think it's a great product. So I would really like you guys to enjoy it as well. And if you're good enough to want to buy it and use the code that you get from this podcast, then I want to give something back to you as well. So thanks for listening. I know that the ads in the podcast can be a little bit of a bore sometimes, but this one is, so it's coming from me because I truly believe in it. So I really hope you enjoy the rest of the episode, and thank you so much for listening.
Sports Social Podcast Network.